This hour's new sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on April 23rd in the boardroom. According to the preliminary agenda, County Equalization Director Jason Daniels will present the 2024 Equalization Report, and County Treasurer Mary McCollum of Lean and Green, Michigan, will present the Huron County PACE Program Report, and County Treasurer Deb McCollum will provide an update regarding legal action regarding Martin McLaughlin versus Huron County Treasurer's Office. In addition, commissioners are expected to hire a GIS technician and to proclaim May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. And Huron County is taking proactive steps to address surplus prescription drugs with a special event this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to participate in a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. Quote, this special day of collection is because of a partnership with the DEA in an effort to reduce surplus prescription drugs that are commonly found in our households, remarked Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County Sheriff. The drop-off point at the sheriff's office, located at the main entrance off South Street, ensures accessibility for all county residents. Quote, unfortunately, we're only able to take pills and patches, but not items such as syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen explained. However, we will also accept vape pens and other e-cigarette devices as long as the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removal batteries cannot be accepted. Now, since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with the overwhelming community support of around 2,300 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office for more information. And the Bad Axe Senior Dining Center, located at 150 Nugent Road here in Bad Axe, is thrilled to unveil its newest offering, a mobile library service tailored for individuals age 60 and above. Funded in part by the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, this service welcomes patrons to contribute a suggested donation of $3. Join them for lunch at noon today and seize the opportunity to explore the Bad Axe Library's mobile collection while savoring your meal. It's more than just reading. It's an opportunity to immerse yourself in a captivating book and potentially establish new connections within the community. For further details, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net. For that phone number, doors open at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversions. The agency announced on Monday that lake sturgeon don't need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Officials said that the sturgeon stocking programs have led to population growth and returned sturgeon to the areas where they had vanished. And out of air and pinned by an alligator to the bottom of the Copper River in South Carolina, Will Georgitis decided his only chance to survive might be to lose his arm. Georgitis told the Post and Courier of Charleston. He put his feet on the alligator and pushed as hard as he could. He says he somehow ripped his arm out of the alligator's jaws instead of it off. Georgitis was attacked on April 15th as he surfaced. He says he has seen gators before in the 30 or 40 times he dived in that spot, but never had one come after him. Georgitis suffered a broken arm and has tons of staples from the wounds. And a beloved zoo ostrich named Karen has died after swallowing a staff member's keys. The Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center announced the bird's death in a social media post on Friday. The zoo said the ostrich had reached past her exhibit's fence and grabbed, then swallowed an employee's keys. Zoo staff consulted with experts nationwide for help, but ultimately euthanized the adored ostrich. Karen had been at the zoo since March of 2023. The zoo said it undertook an investigation and is, quote, taking appropriate actions regarding the team member involved, unquote. The zoo also says it will review and enhance its safety protocols for its animals. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware.